From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today, the UN Security Council unanimously approved a resolution that recognizes the legitimacy of the transfer of power in Iraq and plans for maintaining security. The United States and Britain revised the text repeatedly over the last 2 weeks to accommodate the concerns of other council members. The final version now defines the relationship between the new interim government and the U.S.-led multinational security force, as some other council members had requested. NPR's Vicky O'Hara has been following the story, and she joins me now. Vicky, how important is this resolution?
The resolution is very important in terms of convincing the world, but even more importantly, the people of Iraq, that the interim government, which has full sovereignty come June 30th, is in fact a fully sovereign government and it's legitimate. That's very important in terms of the international community as far as convincing various world governments to provide more aid and perhaps provide more training for police, security, that kind of thing.
Do the council members seem genuinely pleased with the outcome, or was this a bitter pill?
The comments afterwards indicate that generally they are pleased. They talked about the fact that the United States and Britain, the co-sponsors, had made some significant changes in the resolution over the past couple of weeks. It went through 5 drafts, and they said that many of their recommendations had been taken into account.
This was something of an uphill battle for the co-sponsors, the United States and Britain. What were the main sticking points?
The main thing was sovereignty. A number of other council members felt that the original text really didn't make it clear that as of June 30th, there was going to be a totally different situation in Iraq with a fully sovereign government. Different council members, including some with veto power, I'm talking about France and Russia, did not want to pass a resolution that in any way seemed to endorse a continuing occupation. So the co-sponsors, the U.S. and Britain, kept revising the language to make it clear that the interim government was fully sovereign over its own affairs in all areas, political, economic, control of resources, and most importantly, security.
And this went through several drafts, and there was a lot of tinkering with the language. So in the end, what does the resolution say on the issue of security?
It says very clearly that Iraq's interim government has full control over Iraqi security forces. It also says that the U.S.-led multinational force will remain in Iraq only as long as requested by the Iraqi government to ensure stability. But that mandate is limited. It expires once Iraq has a democratically elected government. And the resolution also says that the mandate can be terminated earlier at the request of the Iraqi government. The one thing the resolution does not say, which is something of a disappointment for some council members, notably France, is that the interim government, it does not give the interim government absolute veto power over major U.S.-led military operations in Iraq.
And that issue, the issue of veto power over U.S. military operations, what convinced other council members to go along with this final language?
The U.S. and Britain wanted to describe the working sort of operational relationship between the interim government and the multinational force in 2 letters, which would be attached to the resolution as an annex. Those letters describe a mechanism whereby both parties will consult, cooperate on all strategic decisions involving security. But other council members wanted that relationship defined in the text of the resolution itself. They also wanted, as I said, some sort of veto power included. So last night, the U.S. and Britain finally agreed that they would explain the partnership in the text of the resolution, but the language still does not explicitly provide veto authority. I should add here that U.S. officials have made it clear that if the multinational force feels threatened or feels it needs to do something to carry out its mission, it will do it.
And now that the language is to everyone's liking, is this resolution likely to produce substantial contributions of aid or troops to help stabilize Iraq?
U.S. officials say they don't expect large contributions of troops. France, Germany, and Russia, which are probably in the best position to contribute troops, have said that even with this resolution, they're not going to do it. That leaves the possibility maybe of getting additional forces from Southeast Asia, you know, perhaps Bangladesh. But there are hopes that the resolution will lead to considerable assistance in terms of helping to train Iraqi security forces. That's something that both France and Germany have said they would be willing to do. And on the larger picture, the U.S. and Britain really hope that the resolution will convince countries all around the world to contribute aid money to help rebuild the country.
Thank you, Vicky.
You're welcome.
NPR's Vicky O'Hara.